This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
Hi, this is Rachel. Let's go over the general assessment by Yolanda Salazar. As you conduct your job search, besides considering the usual, dress for success, arriving timely, questions to ask, knowledge of company, knowing your interviewer's name, etc., realize also that upon getting to the interview, you may be asked to go through various assessments, surveys, or questionnaires prior to you getting the job. In fact, how you take some of these tests will determine if you get the job. Workforce Partners Management Group has created a general employee assessment and evaluation format that we provide to our website users who would like to see where they stand with regard to common knowledge. The assessment consists of 5 sections: grammar, vocabulary, reading, basic math, and organization filing. For your entertainment, I'm going to select a few questions from each of these sections and provide them to you so that you can test yourself for the purpose of knowing some of the questions that are asked on assessments of this type. Let's see how you do. Grab a pen or pencil and a blank piece of paper so that you can write down your answers. Write down the questions if you need to. This will be the grammar section. Number 1. How many nouns are in this sentence? The elderly woman thoroughly enjoyed the ride on the lakeshore bus. I'll read that sentence again. The elderly woman thoroughly enjoyed the ride on the lakeshore bus. A, 3. B, 4. C, 2. D, none of the above. Number 2. You, your, yours, yourself, and yourselves are all A, nouns, B, verbs, C, pronouns, D, none of the above. Number 3. An adverb describes a verb or another adverb. What is the adverb in Karen ran excitedly to meet her father? I'll read that sentence again. Karen ran excitedly to meet her father. A, excitedly. B, Karen. C, ran. D, none of the above. Number 4. Which statement is correct? A verb describes a noun. B, a noun describes a pronoun. C, an adverb describes a verb. D, none of the above. Let's look at the answers for this section and see how you did. The answer to number 1 is A, 3. There are 3 nouns in the sentence. The answer to number 2 is C, pronouns. All those words are pronouns. The answer to number 3 is A, excitedly. This adverb, excitedly, describes the verb ran. The answer to number 4 is C. The correct statement is an adverb describes a verb. Did you get these? Now let's do the vocabulary section. Number 5. The meaning of a bridge means A, to shorten or cut off. B, to delay. C, to express resentment. D, to bind together. Number 6. Chronically means A, irritability. B, sickly. C, habitually. D, due to a rundown condition. Number 7. Select the correct meaning of the underlined word. Tim, underlined word, preceded John in serving as mayor of the city. I'll read that sentence again. Tim, underline word, preceded John in serving as mayor of the city. A, to come before. B, to come after. C, to function simultaneously. D, to advance. Number 8. Select the correct meaning of the underlined word. Tom was very, underlined word, credible. I'll read that again. Tom was very, underlined word, credible. A, irritable. B, sick. C, believable. D, run down. Answers for this section. Be sure to check your answers. The answer to number 5 is A, abridge, means to shorten or cut off. The answer to number 6 is C, chronically, means habitually. The answer to number 7 is A, preceded, means to come before. And the answer to number 8 is C, credible, means believable. How did you do with the vocabulary section? Moving on to the reading section. Pay close attention. I'm going to read you a story. One day, on a cool, breezy afternoon, Tammy decided to go for a walk because she was feeling lonely and depressed. She ventured down to the park where she knew she would see children playing, dogs barking, and maybe a balloon or two in the air. Tammy loved balloons. When she arrived at the park, she noticed that there was an empty seat on the bench next to a small fountain. She thought to herself, "What a lovely fountain, and what a lovely seat to help ease me out of my depression." Question number 9. What was Tammy feeling on that cool, breezy afternoon? A. Bored and depressed. B. Lonely and depressed. C. Tired and depressed. D. None of the above. Question number 10. What is the thing that Tammy loved? A. Puppies. B. Kittens. C. Balloons. D. None of the above. Number 11. How was the afternoon that Tammy decided to go for a walk? A. Hot and humid. B. Cool and breezy. C. Cool and windy. D. None of the above. Number 12. In her state of depression, where did Tammy venture down to? A. Store. B. Church. C. Movies. D. None of the above. After reading the story, the answers for this section are as follows. Number 9, the answer is B. Tammy was feeling lonely and depressed. For number 10, the answer is C. Tammy loved balloons. For number 11, the answer is B. The afternoon was cool and breezy. And the answer to number 12 is D. Tammy ventured to none of the above. Did you get these answers? Was the reading difficult or easy? Let's move on to the math section. Question number 13. How much money does an individual pay per month for a life insurance policy that costs $144 semi-annually? A, $26.50. B, $32. C, $24. Or D, none of the above. Number 14. Bob's telephone service for a year is $1,152 plus an upfront one-time connection fee of $50 and a monthly processing fee of $5. What will be Bob's first quarterly payment? A, $96. B, $126. C, $152. Or D, none of the above. Number 15. Write 1/8 in decimal. Would it be A, 0.8, B, 0.125, C, 0.08, or D, none of the above? Number 16. Write the number 18 in Roman numeral. Would it be, answer A, XIII, B, VIII, C, XVIII, or D, none of the above? Answers. For number 13, the answer is C. You would pay $24 per month. Number 14 is D. Bob's first quarterly payment would be none of the above. For number 15, the answer is B. 1/8 written in decimal would be 0.125. And for number 16, the answer is C, XVIII. Let's move on to organizing and filing sections. Select the correct alphabetical order of filing for the problems below. The names should be filed alphabetically, last name first, then first name. Number 17. A. Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N, comma, James, J-A-M-E-S. B, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, comma, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S. C, Neans, N-E-A-N-S, comma, Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E. D, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, comma, Inez, I-N-E-Z. Arrange those alphabetically, last name first, then first name. Would it be answer A in this order? A, D, B, C, or answer B in this order? D, A, B, C. Answer C in this order? D, B, A, C, or answer D, none of the above? This time, for number 18, file the names in alphabetical order by first name first, then last name. A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, comma, Amy, A-M-Y. B, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, comma, Anna, A-N-N-A. C, Smiths, S-M-I-T-H-S, comma, Anna, A-N-A. D, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, comma, Bob, B-O-B. Answer A, in this order, B, C, A, D. Answer B, in this order, A, B, C, D. Answer C, in this order, A, C, B, D. Or answer D, none of the above. The following drawers represent a numeric filing system. Write these down. A. Drawer A holds invoices 3,000 to 4,500. B. Drawer B holds invoices 5,600 to 6,900. C. Drawer C holds invoices 7,500 to 8,900. And D. Drawer D holds invoices 1,000 to 2,500. File the following invoices as shown to fit in the appropriate drawers above. Number 19. Where would you file invoice 8,744? Would you file it in drawer A, B, C, or D? Number 20. Where would you file invoice 3,358? In drawer A, B, C, or D? Now for the answers. The answer to number 17 is B. The sequence for this filing is D, A, B, C. The answer to number 18 is C. The sequence here is A, C, B, D. For number 19, the invoice 8,744 would be filed in drawer C. And the last one, number 20, the answer is invoice 3,358 would be filed in drawer A. What do you think? Did you do well? If you would like to see and read this material as an index file, please go to www.adaptpublishing.com. and download the index file, General Assessment. For more information on how you may possibly be able to take this full assessment, please contact your agency.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.